All right, 7:35 here at WJR. We're here at Huntington Place, the largest trade show that they'll have this year. It's Automate 2023. Now, Automate, around here we could think it's just about automobiles, but it isn't. It's about any industry that uses any kind of automated equipment. We often call them robots, and it is about robots and other things. And it's brought to you by the Association for Advancing Automation. Now, it's Monday in Michigan. The sun is shining. That means Steve Kiefer did everything he was supposed to do to be ready for the Kiefer Foundation Swing for Safe Driving, the sixth annual ball golf tournament that takes place today at Oakland Hills. And it's a big, big event for the first time that we're having this event. We're not there, but Guy will be there later, right? The Michigan Senate has approved a ban on holding phones while driving. That from the Detroit News. And that from a very happy Steve Kiefer. Wouldn't have happened without you, Steve, and the tragedy that you went through with the loss of your son, Mitchell, killed by a distracted driver. Good morning. I hate to bring that up every time we talk, but I need to give just a little background when we do talk.
Well, good morning, Paul W., and thanks again for letting me join you today. I tell you, I'm sitting here on the first tee of the South Course at Oakland Hills. The sun is shining. Mitchell's looking down upon us, and I just couldn't be happier. Our hearts are full today. We're going to have a great day for the sixth annual ball golf tournament, as we call it. And, you know, as you mentioned, Hands-Free Michigan is on its way to the governor's desk. She will be signing it on June 7th. And, again, I just couldn't be more excited. We are going to save so many lives this summer because of this legislation. So after 4 years of hard work on this, we're just so pleased to be getting it done now.
Michigan Senate voted Wednesday to broadly ban drivers in the state from using or holding cell phones while operating their vehicles, a policy supporters hope will help prevent accidents. We know for a fact that it will, and we know for a fact that maybe it would eventually have come around, but you have sped the delivery of a safer driving experience for all of us. It's one of those circumstances and situations where we are put in danger when you, the driver, are not paying attention. We've been many expressions and sayings like, just drive. If you're in the car, that's plenty to do by just driving. But when you start to fool around with your phone and text messaging and all of that, it's going to be illegal in every way and will make it safer for us to be out there on the road. I'm sorry you had to go through, Steve Kiefer, what you went through. But I'm glad that instead of just taking your private pain and keeping it private, you shared it with us, which did get the attention of people. There were some setbacks, there were some ups and downs, but now it's finally happening, and I can't imagine how good you feel about it. Are you done with this, or is there more to do?
Well, unfortunately, we're probably never going to be done. There's a lot of work that we have to do. First of all, getting it signed in Michigan is the first step, but we're preparing a massive campaign for Memorial Day weekend and 4th of July weekend. As you may recall, 4th of July weekend is the deadliest weekend of the year, and Memorial Day starts what we call the 100 deadliest days of summer. So in the next week or so, you'll see a massive campaign in the state making it clear to everybody just how important this legislation is. And then second is we just need to really help our law enforcement professionals to have the resources they need to enforce this. Those are really the two big determinants of success when you pass this legislation. That's what will make it effective is when people are aware of it and our law enforcement professionals have the chance to enforce it. And then, of course, we're not stopping here. We'll probably take a week to celebrate, but we're kicking off Hands Free Florida on June 20th. And, by the way, I should shout out Missouri. Missouri passed their bill as well. The governor of Missouri will be signing within the next couple of weeks as well. And, you know, we're well on our way. Michigan will be 26, Missouri will be state 27, and we're not going to stop until we've got all 50 states done.
And just a reminder that Michigan law bars drivers from reading, typing, or sending text messages. This new policy is going to broadly expand the ban and specifically include using a device to make or receive phone calls and using a device to access, read, or post on a social networking site. There are exceptions, of course, emergency situations, law enforcement officers, emergency personnel, use of a device in a voice operated or hands-free mode, and use of a device that is placed in a dashboard mount. So you're still going to be able to do many, if not all, the things that you've done, but you're going to be more focused on what you should be focused on when you're driving, just driving. So this is all good news. I'd forgotten, I'm sure you mentioned it on our program before, that you were taking this out across the country. This has become the most important thing in your life right now, it seems to me, Steve.
It really is. You know, I retired from General Motors after 40 wonderful years last April, and I've really been spending all of my time on this at conferences around the country and really around the world, because we've taken the message to the Middle East and to Asia as well. It's just a problem that, you know, frankly, it kills, you know, we have 1.3 million people each year that are killed on the roadways of the world, and it just doesn't have to be that way. If we could eliminate speeding, drunk driving, distracted driving, and drug driving and get everyone to wear their seatbelts, we think 95% of those crashes could go away, and that's really got to be our focus going forward. That's just too much senseless death out there.
You know, when we talk to the great Lieutenant Mike Shaw from the Michigan State Police, it always just hits me when he uses the word preventable, because there are so many preventable crashes that happen, listing just like what you listed, the ways that we get into these crashes, the drunk driving, distracted driving, all that stuff. These are preventable crashes. You know, we think about fatalities on the roadways. We have not always thought of preventable fatalities on the roadways. We just talk about fatalities and go, that's way too many people. But they're preventable, and this is going a long way in, I hope, doing away with all of those preventable accidents. And I can't say it enough times, and I can't thank you enough, because you've made us all safer, Steve. You've made pedestrians safer, other drivers safer. You've even made us as drivers safer, so we don't kill ourselves. And that all falls at your feet in the hard work you've done at the Kiefer Foundation, all in honor, loving honor, memory of Mitchell. So God bless you for that, Steve. Anything else we need to know? I know from 3 to 5 this afternoon, Guy Gordon will be doing his show live there at the beautiful club.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Paul W., and thank you for calling them crashes. Preventable, you know, we kind of eliminate the A word. We don't call them accidents anymore. These are not accidents. These are totally preventable, and things that changing people's behavior will eliminate them. Hey, the last thing I'd just like to shout out is Rhonda Walker and Guy Gordon will be here this afternoon. We're really pleased to have them as MCs helping us out. And also, I just got to shout out two bill sponsors, Matt Kolazar and Mike Mueller. So it's so good, so great. We're going to have both of them here. We're going to put them in the same golf cart. This is a Democrat and a Republican working together to get this bipartisan bill through the House and Senate. And I just couldn't be more proud of what they've been able to do to help us get this done. And like you said, we're going to save lives this summer. Yeah. Thank you so much, Paul W., for your years of support and all of your listeners that have helped us get through this.
Well, we'll always be supporting you no matter where we are, what we're doing. We always will be supporting you and the good work that you do. Quick question. Last time we were out there, nothing had been done, obviously. Have they cleaned up where the clubhouse was? I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's a beautiful piece of blank canvas that's going to be ready to start construction. I don't know what the date of construction starting is, but, yeah, it's all cleaned up and ready to go, it appears. And, of course, we're sitting in a relatively semi-permanent tent structure, which is cantilevered over the first fairway, first tee box of the South Course, and it's just spectacular. So, look forward to seeing you out here sometime soon.
Yep, the beautiful Oakland Hills, and not even a tragic, catastrophic fire could keep those members down. They're going to have another great season, and we all look forward to them rebuilding a beautiful clubhouse, remembering the history, but also modernizing and doing all the things they're going to be able to do. It's all good. I salute those members and leadership there at Oakland Hills, as I salute you, Steve Kiefer. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Paul W. Have a great day.
You too. 744 in the sunshine now at WJR.